In 1979, three couples were sent from a church in Pensacola, Florida, as missionaries to plant a church here in Dunfermline. David and Debbie Kerr, whom you've just met on the video clip, also David and Nadja Havis, and Tom and Ruth Rolla. And they met with a little core group here in Dunfermline, and the new church began with great excitement on the 15th of July. Originally, as has been said, called Dunfermline Christian Fellowship, or DCF for short. The name was changed to Liberty Church on the 10th anniversary in 1989. Now, only two people of that original group are still here. Let me introduce you to them. Isabel Pollock over here. And in the front row, Shona Dryley. Being missionaries, the goal was not to be here forever, but to raise up local leadership, turn the church over to them, and then move on. And so when I became pastor in 1985, 6 years in, the process was then complete and the church was officially indigenous. Over the last 34 years, see, I'm not telling all the history. Over the last 34 years since then, we've had many, many adventures and ministered to many, many people. We've seen several changes of leadership, much good fruit, many highs, and a few lows. And now we're 40. If we're so into history that we live in the past, that really isn't healthy. But if we're looking toward the future, as Fiona said, history can have a tremendously powerful effect on us, giving us identity and stability and a sense of purpose and direction. Today's a milestone, and we celebrate what's been. But since we're looking to the future, as is always the case, the best is yet to come.